featuring Brass Ensemble on Classic FM. To the Global Newsroom for you for an update. And then Elena Katz Turnin next.
Classic FM.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
Buying a home on a holiday park was the retreat you always wanted. But then came unexpected site fee increases. And that was before the dramatic loss in value. If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, you may have been missold. Holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive thousands in compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900. That's ADVICE to 78900.
Hold an afternoon tea this August and raise money for Breast Cancer Now. Get your fundraising kit today. Search Breast Cancer Now Afternoon Tea.
At Pension B, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Download the app or go to pensionb.com and be pension confident when investing your capital is at risk.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. President Trump says trade talks between the US and China will take place in London on Monday. Washington and Beijing have been engaged in a retaliatory tariff war since Donald Trump took office, but our Washington correspondent Simon Marks says the developments are being overshadowed.
To have wasted the last 36 hours in this row with Elon Musk has obscured the fact that progress has been made in the conversation that the president had with President Xi on Thursday, and now all eyes will be on London on Monday, where a delegation from the United States will be meeting with Chinese officials charged by President Xi with finding a way out.
It's being reported the prime suspect in the Madeleine McCann inquiry wrote to police saying decisive questions can never be answered. Christian Bruckner is in prison for raping a 72-year-old woman at Praia da Luz in Portugal during 2005, but those reports also say it's unclear when the letter was written. Holidaymakers hoping to use Glasgow Airport this summer are being warned they may be affected by strike action. More than 800 workers from five companies at the site are involved in pay disputes. Unite says it's possible they'll be balloted on staging walkouts. And the men's finale of the French Open on Sunday will be between Yannick Sinner and Carlos Alcaraz. Sinner has progressed to the final after knocking out Novak Djokovic in straight sets. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Katie B with you this Saturday morning. Your cradle classic awaits from a Franco-Irish composer this morning after Eliza's aria.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
This is Classic FM.
Is lovely. The soloists of the orchestra of the Academy of St. Cecilia, supporting pianist Marta Argerich. That was the Carnival of the Animals, and from it, the Aquarium by Saint-Saëns. And we began the hour with Eliza's aria. Angèle Dubois played with La Pieta, the music of Elena Katz-Turnin. Katie Brathwick here to choose your music this Saturday morning. How's your weekend going so far? It's early days. Give it a chance. I have got music to bring light to dark corners this morning, even if you're snuggling down and drifting off to sleep. I've got the music to be the thing to get you to the land of nod. Your Cradle Classic is on the way from a very interesting Franco-Irish composer, and it follows this from Al Binoni.
Thank you.
Alison Balsam and Pennock Players on Classic FM. Trevor Pennock conducting Albinoni's Oboe Concerto in D minor. So, your cradle classic. Snuggle down into the cold side of the pillow for a piece from a 19th century female composer, Augusta Holmes, born in Ireland, raised in France, added the grave accent to Frankify her name, and went on to become a leading composer in her field. This, your cradle classic, is her dreamy La Nuit et l'Amour.
Thank you. The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you. Thank you.
after the end of World War One and his last major orchestral work. And at the time, 1919, when it first came out, it wasn't a hugely popular piece. It didn't really break through and didn't really become popular until the 60s when that version by Jacqueline Dupré was recorded. The one you just heard on Classic FM of Elgar's cello concerto, Alissa Weilerstein, playing with the Staatskapelle Berlin and conducted by Daniel Barenboim. Isn't that lovely? Based on traditional melodies from the African diaspora. And that one, the most famous of the lot. An arrangement by Samuel Coleridge Taylor of Deep River on Classic FM, played by the Canne Mason Trio, Sheku, Isita and Brimer on Classic FM.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Written for harpsichord originally, and the final movement of his suite number 5 in E, the Harmonious Blacksmith from Handel. Not really called that by him. It was given that name 100 years later or so, and there's a Victorian myth that surrounds it, that it was inspired by the sound of the blacksmith. Well, who knows? Philip Martin at the keyboard for us this morning on Classic FM. Katie Brethwick here to choose your tunes. The news awaits at 3 after this from Beethoven, his 5th on Classic FM. idea what is going on for Beethoven in the Classic FM Hall of Fame, down to its lowest ever position in this year's chart, down one at 81, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, played this morning by the Basel Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Giovanni Antonini. And after the news, three more pieces from our top 300. Also, three huge composers that also saw their works falling. Next on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Hey, it's me, your washing machine. Look, sorry about the noise last night. I'll try and keep a lid on the old drum and bass, yeah? Cheers. I've used a bit more energy than usual, but your hoodie smells like clouds, so... Heads up! I'm gonna be buzzing for the next hour!
Need to conquer the power hungry? With OVO, you can choose 2 hours of free electricity a week. OVO. Do energy differently. Beyond customers only. Smart meter required. Payable as energy credit. Consumption limit of 1 kilowatt per hour. 3 hours ends August 31st. T's and C's apply.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? After my wife Pam died from bowel cancer, I did everything to contribute to today's research. And now I can help fund the discoveries of tomorrow. Whilst Pam never met her grandchildren, leaving a legacy means that even when I'm not here, I can make a difference to their lives.
Gifts in Wales fund a third of our work, helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwales. Together we are beating cancer.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group. Authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. You don't need to use a CMC. You can claim direct to your lender and the Financial Ombudsman for free. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. Donald Trump says he doesn't have any plans to talk to his former ally Elon Musk and hopes he does well with Tesla. He's been speaking on Air Force One, but has also announced online London will stage trade talks between officials from Washington and Beijing on Monday. Our Washington correspondent Simon Marks says the movement on trade appears to be important.
The agenda for the meeting is to try and step back further from the brink. Remember that Donald Trump has already done a partial U-turn, but now this is going to be the real consequential negotiation.